So before going to the, can you hear me? It's fine. Before going to the main topics of the session today, there are a few slides of introduction, as this is probably recognize a particular meeting. This is the meeting number 50. So we are in the middle of the first 100 meetings from the Program Advisory Committee. So I will make a short introduction, ask the, compose this short introduction with several photos and also information from the first meetings and how the committee evolved over the years. It will be the short one, but I think for younger participants, younger members of the PAC, and also all young colleagues, maybe it's worth to remember how it started and what's the role of the committee in very few slides. So these documents are defining the role and the moment when the committee was established. So these are the recommendations of the for the organization of the committee, Program Advisory Committee for Low and Intermediate Energy Physics. So we see already that the name changed a little bit with respect to the initial name of the committee. It was in November 93, and then the first committee, the first meeting took place in April 94. And since then, there was 50 meetings. So you see here the composition of the first PAC, which is shown here. And the PAC had seven members, external members, and six members ex officio, as shown here. And the PAC was chaired over the years by distinguished scientists, Professor Budzanowski, Professor Dodge, Chantal Bion, Professor Chantal Briançon, Professor Neil Rowley, Natalia Yaneva, Walter Greiner, who chaired this PAC for many, many years, Professor Fabrice Picamal, and myself since 2017. So all previous chairs, they put a stronger fingerprint and strongly impact the previous PACs and PACs meetings and the recommendations. These are just a few photos from this first meetings and following meetings and different visits of the PACs. Here are the working moments, of course, the deliberation on the most important projects in nuclear physics at the Joint Institute. Then the role of the Program Advisory Committee, as it is known and defined today. So the PAC for the nuclear physics has overseen the following the directions of GNR development, low and intermediate energy physics, heavy ion physics, nuclear physics with neutrons, the theory of the atomic nucleus, neutrino physics, and with the we have the joint sessions with the PAC for particle physics, educational programs, and the PAC, just a reminder, the PAC for nuclear physics, as two other PACs, elaborate its recommendations for the GNR directorate, which were carried out at the meetings of the Joint Institute Scientific Council. So the PAC evaluates nuclear physics related 2 year plans in the past, it was in the past, and the 7 year planning of scientific research at GNR today. Input in particular, of course, the PAC is dealing with the important projects. Some of them will be also evaluated at this meeting, like IRENA, Super Heaven Element Factory, at the next meeting, and the program on neutrino and part of the program related to the physics with neutrons. Few slides from the visits, which are very important part also of our meetings in different institutes. This is the past visit in the Kurchatov Institute, it was organized, the visit in the floor of Jelepov and high energy lab. Then in particular, we are following since several years very closely the evolution of Akulina 2, and we'll continue at this meeting and also at this, of the super heavy element factory. Excursions, auto, they are not in the scientific program, but I think they are very important to put the committee together and also to discuss a little bit offline many topics related to science. So now going to the today's meeting. Before that, I would like to thank, of course, all past chairs and all members of the PAC for Nuclear Physics, which participated over all these years in the meetings and evaluation of the projects, as well as the directorate and the Joint Institute in general for the excellent organization of these meetings. This is always very much appreciated. And I'm sure that this will continue for the next 50 meetings and even more. So thank to all of you. So now we are going to the work and of... No, I have still two slides. Yeah, please come back to the previous presentation. Uh-huh. Yeah, I will go. I will go to the end. Okay, so for the today's meeting, we have the apologies of Sigur Hoffman, Alexei Koshenikov, Adam May, Manuele Vardacci, the members who could not attend the meeting. And let me just mention that, in fact, over the years, the number, external numbers, were doubled as the, I think the scope of the meetings and the PAC is a little bit broader than in the beginning of the mandate. So we have almost two times more external members and the same number, essentially the same number of the ex officio members of the PAC, and all of them are present at this meeting. So this is the program of the meeting today and tomorrow. We have a very dense program, very important projects to evaluate, Akulina 2, then the new project, completely new project related to the new superconducting LINAC for heavy ions and very high intensities, and then a report with several projects on the team investigation of neutron-nuclear interactions and properties of neutron. So the main points of this coming meeting, and I think that I should start right now the second presentation, if the chairman agrees, of the session.
Okay, we can start now.
Yes.
Please.
So the first point on the agenda is... the short status of our recommendations, which we elaborated at the previous meeting. And here there are topics which were the essential for this past meeting, the concept of the new neutron source at the Frank Laboratory, status of the factor of superheavy elements with different components, cyclotron separators, and day one experiments, and status of GALS setup. So I will shortly go through the recommendations. Some parts of these previous topics will be discussed today, so I will be very brief, as will some for some topics we'll hear more detail at this meeting. So the first topic is the concept of new neutron source in the Frank Laboratory. As most of you remember and know, there are two concepts for this source, which is going beyond the current IBR2 facility, and one called Neptune, one called Pluton, one is more closely related to the current design of IBR2. The second one, Pluton, is using additional neutrons produced by the high-power proton LINAC. These are the main differences and characteristics of these two solutions. Before that, it's important to mention that the agreement has been signed between GNR and the chief designer, Niket, for the developing of these two concepts in parallel in the beginning before making the final choice. Here, I would like just to put the major points to your attention that this Neptune solution does not need an accelerator. However, there is no possibility in this case to produce the short pulses, only eventually by cutting the flux by choppers, and needs developing a new type of fuel for the second solution. The heart of the new development is the accelerator, the new LINAC for the high power protons, and which produce neutrons here. And the advantage in this case is that this solution would allow to produce a very short pulses of the neutrons in this much shorter, in fact. But of course, the LINAC, as this is completely new development, can be seen as a weak point of this solution. The recommendations of the PAC and developing two concepts, the development should continue for this new neutron source, and the parameters should be compared, and the cost as well between them. And the comparison should also contain the comparison to the other existing projects and new neutron sources, and should be formalized in the activity, specific activity of the laboratory. The PAC also notes that a broader discussion on the possible nuclear physics program for the new source with other laboratories is needed, taking into account that the proton accelerator is considered to be included in one of the source options. And the PAC recommends exploration of proposed neutron techniques and methods at the IBR2 reactor as much as it is possible. The Scientific Council notes that the in-progress development of two possible concepts for the future neutron source at GNR. Status of the factor of super heavy elements, as it was discussed at the previous meeting. This was the status at that time. Of course, you know that the construction of the experimental buildings has been completed. With these photos, which are showing what's outside and inside of the building. The certificate of compliance of the constructed object with the requirements of technical regulations by the Federal Environmental, Industrial and Nuclear Supervision Service of Russia has been obtained, and the complex commissioning work has been conducted. So this is the corresponding document. As you also for sure know, on December last year, the first beam of accelerated krypton ions was produced inside the cyclotron, and then this beam was also extracted in January this year with the this transmission obtained in the beginning and an important intensity already for this very first extraction of the beam. And it was planned at the time, or it was presented to the PAC to continue the work on the DC-280 to obtain the heavy ion beams of the design parameters, to complete the commission work of the GFS, so gas field separated two, to initiate the implementation of the experimental program on the synthesis and study of properties of super heavy element factory. We heard about the status of the also of the separator GFS2 and GFS3. They were the GFS2 was assembled last year to big extent, but some other components were installed, as I have seen, and several other persons have seen last week on the beamline. So the beamline lenses, target blocks, and detector chamber that were installed on this separator. Then the gas field pre-separator, essentially dedicated to the study on the chemistry of super heavy elements with fusion and multinucleon transfer reactions. So for this part related to the separators, the recommendations are the following. The PAC recognizes efforts made by the laboratory in order to prepare the commissioning of the super heavy element factory, as well as the progress in the construction of the GFS 2, appreciates this work and supports its continuation. The PAC expects a report about the in-beam tests on the performance of the GFS 2 separated on the optimal conditions of operation, and the next meeting, not at this meeting, but the detailed report will be done, I guess, on at the next meeting of the PAC. Then we heard and we evaluated also the program for the first experiments. I will go very quickly through this part. It was very detailed and nicely presented at the past meeting. After the initial test, the high cross section for the well-known reactions, the first experiments at the super heavy element factory will be the reaction of calcium 48 beam on the americium target. It's also kind of a test reaction, although there are also big chances to get the new experimental results or information, for example, on the excitation function for the free end evaporation channel. Two decay times of maintenance room should be more resolved, and level of the cross section for the PXN channel can be measured, and so on. Also, including 5N evaporation channel. So this is not only test reaction with already relatively low cross section, but also the physics run related to the. To the study of different properties of nuclei. Then the first experiment, maybe it should not be called day one experiment, but one of the first experiments in the coming campaign will be dedicated to the chemical properties of nuclei, this direction of calcium 48 with plutonium 242. This should answer, for example, the question, is the fluorovium metal or a noble gas? Will be done as soon as the new separator GFS-3 is ready, and the corresponding, of course, beams are available and targets. Then there is also the next experiment with even lower cross-section, calcium 48 on californium targets for the synthesis of the heaviest organasan isotopes. And then, of course, this is one of the main topics, and I'm sure that this will, the facility will, and the staff will try to go to these experiments as soon as all previous milestones are reached. So this is the prospect for the synthesis of the element 120 and 119 with the titanium, essentially with titanium 50B, maybe chromium 54, and different targets. Berkelium, californium, and curium targets. I'm just concentrating on the recommendations of the PAC. Notwithstanding these remarkable achievements, which were underlined several times in our report, starting with a completely new setup, there will certainly arise unexpected problems, which should be solved before the first production runs can start. The removal of all problems will need time, which has to be provided so that all follow-up experiments will profit from this preparation. So we put a really effort, emphasis on the preparation for the experiments, including all tests which I just mentioned. Therefore, the next meeting The PAC expects a more detailed schedule of the phases of the experimental program towards day one experiment to be presented, take into account potential challenges related to unforeseen problems in the commissioning and risk analysis. The PAC supports the program leading to first experiments at the super heavy element factory. These are the general recommendations for the whole topic. PAC congratulates the Florov laboratory staff on the successful startup of the DC-280 cyclotron and recommends that the directorates of GNR and FLNR concentrate their efforts to complete all commissioning work, including the DC-280 cyclotron and the GFS-2 and following GFS-3 separators, and to prepare for the test experiments. The PAC approves the program for the first experiments at the super heavy element factory. The PAC requests for the next meeting a submission of detailed reports and all presentations of the super heavy element factory prepared by the Florov lab well in advance of the meeting in order to allow PAC members to prepare the full referee reports in due time with the mutual agreement. This detailed preparation, detailed reports, I think will be done for the next meeting, forthcoming meeting. So these are the recommendations now on the Scientific Council. Should I present them or you will follow this? Yes, so maybe I will skip because I guess that you will talk about it. So before going to the next step and next topic, we agreed to have nevertheless the current status in few slides of the super heavy element factory. It's a very important topic, I think the committee members should know what's going on today. I presented the status, which was discussed at the previous meeting. There are some new important milestones reached, I ask to present them.
Dear member of the Program Advisory Committee, short information about what happens in the factory of super heavy elements today. You remember this slide? Yes, and the first extracted beam from DC-280 was done 17 January this year. And the ion beam current was only 0.2 microamp, not particle, but electrical microamp. Yes, it's the 17th January. Yes, it's really krypton plus 14, the 1 nanoampere. Then, this is the photo from official inauguration of the experimental building of factory and new cyclotron. You see the chairman of the Committee of Plenipotential of our institute, Ministry of the Science and Education, the Katyukov, of course, our general director, representative of the UNESCO, and the chairman of the Committee of CERN. Yes, it's very good, but what then? Maybe you remember that we have some problem with vacuum. Yes, but today we solve this problem, and today we reach the vacuum 7, the 9, 10 minus 8 torr. It's very good. It's the working vacuum. Yes, and up to now, we maximum intensity, that was 1 week ago. Yesterday, we reached the 7 particle microamp of argon plus 7, designed 10 microamp. That means that we're quite close to design parameters. And efficiency, instead of the 25-30%, there, if you remember, we reach 42%. It's also quite close to designed efficiency. It's quite good result. And the future plan, the autumn, September, October, the first task is the transportation of the argon ion beam to do gas field separator 2, experimental setup, and start to acceleration of the calcium ion for preparation of the first experiment. Yet you see this photo that time in January this year, the Dubna gas field separator too. And today, practically, we finished mounting this separator. And in September, we start the test experiment. First of all, yes, as you remember, target will be terbium plus and lead, and ion beam current argon and calcium 48. The task, optimal parameters, transmission, gas pressure, and so on. And after that, that's with the end of the October and November, the first test experiment with using the ammunition target. Yes. You see, I showed this the previous PAC meeting, it's the license for working in the cyclotron DC 280. Yes, and the next step, we need to have the same certificate for separator. We expect to obtain this in September. And very important task, only June 18, we received the final permission to commission of the building, the new experimental hall. That practically we have all license and all permission in order to start first experiment. It's very important. Thank you very much.
Really warm congratulations for this permit and for the beginning of the work. I know from our own facility that might be difficult. We hope to have also permits after 3 years of procedure soon, but this is very important milestone and congratulations again. As I said, we expect the detailed report, this is for the PAC members, with all documents and, of course, with referee reports at the next meeting. So in winter 2020, this will be one of the major topics for the discussion. Coming back to the previous session of the PAC shortly, so we discuss also the status of the GALS setup, with this gas cell-based laser ionization separation setup at the FluoroFlab, using laser ionization technique of the reaction products. And so this setup is, as you can see from the photos, existing with many components and it's under construction now. And then we have seen and evaluated the work plan, which was presented here over the next few years. You cannot see on the screen, but believe me, there are some. It was not empty on the screen. Here it's empty, but on the TV screens you can see that it was really detailed and presented. Nevertheless, we have important, I think, recommendation of the PAC on this topic. The PAC endorses the proposed program of actions necessary for the startup of the GALS separator. However, the group would need more manpower, including postdocs and PhD students, in order to ensure that this project delivers within shorter time than presented. So we would like really to push this project, which has a certain history of several years before, to accomplish the full setup as soon as possible. Furthermore, the PAC expects a detailed progress report to be presented at its future meeting. So this is also what should be done at probably next or after next meeting. And we heard with interest also the scientific report on the charge current neutrino nucleon reaction in the supernova neutrino sphere. I have no time to enter into details, but it was a very nice report, and maybe one conclusion that one expects that LPA party-Hall correlations increase the efficiency of neutrino heating and favor the supernova explosion. So this was a very important and interesting conclusion of this theoretical work, which is supported by the PAC for the continuation. We had the poster session And we selected three best posters: Upgrade of the Gaia Experiment, presented by Nadezhda Rumyantseva, Pygmy and Giant Dipole Resonance in the Calcium 4850 and Nickel 6870, presented by Nikolai Arseniev. And a new system, systems based on extracting sorbents for the purification of low background materials, presented by Genko Marinov. And the PAC recommended first poster upgrade of the GERDA experiment for the presentation of the session of the Scientific Council, what happened in February 2019. And the Scientific Council followed with interest this report and thanked Nadezhda Rumyantseva for its presentation. The Scientific Council welcomes such selected reports in the future and looks forward to the management enhancing the visibility of an empowering female scientists at GNR. So Scientific Council went farther than our recommendations and regarding this topic. Thank you for your attention.
So thank you, Marek. Any question, please, or comments? If not, thank you again.
So the next point on agenda is the information on the resolution of the 125th session of the GNR Scientific Council and the decision of the Committee of Plenipotentiaries in March. Yes, please.
The 155th session of Scientific Council took place in February of this year. It was chaired by our director, Viktor Matvey, and co-chaired by Catalin Borcea from Romania. And the agenda of this meeting, shown here, director's report, analysis of implementation of the schedules of realization our flagship project, NICA, Super Heavy Element Factory, Baikal GVD detector, status of establishment of Solaris Special Molecular Laboratory at the Solaris Center in Krakow, recommendation of the Program Advisory Committees, report by young scientists recommended by Program Advisory Committees, awards and prizes, endorsement of appointment and announcement of vacancies of position in the directorate of our laboratories. In accordance with general considerations, Scientific Council took note of the comprehensive report by Gene Directorate Viktor Matveev covering the recent highlights of our development, the progress in implementing our flagship programs, the decision of the latest session of our Committee of Plenipotentiary, which took place in November last year, and event in our international cooperation. Scientific Council appreciates the milestones achieved in the development of our programs, in particular the establishment of international collaboration for MPD and BMN experiments, organization of two meetings of this collaboration, and the holding of the targeted competition of the Mega Science NICA for grants of Russian Foundation for Basic Research, which contributes to attracting a wide international community, including Russian institutions, to the realization of the NICA project. The production of the first beam of the accelerated heavy ion DC-280 cyclotron, which indicates the emergence of our new basic facility as the core part of the factory of super heavy elements. The implementation of priorities between all ongoing neutrino experiments aimed at the improving the coordination of our neutrino physics program and the continuous development of the Baikal GVT detector. The maintenance of the operational condition of the IBR2 facility and the continued the upgrade of its instruments within the Frank Laboratory User Program, the in progress development of the two possible concepts of the future neutron source at our institute, our chairman told about it. The start of the active use Gavarun supercomputer being a promising part of our IT infrastructure. The Scientific Council congratulated the Directorate and staff of our institute on the opening the International Year of Periodic Table of the Chemical Element, noting with satisfaction the numerous dedicated events with our participation, the significant level of our representation of the Cornerstone program contributed to the high visibility of Jenner Institute as the world center with leading position in the synthesis of new element. The Scientific Council welcomes the initiative by the Directorate to establish at Joint Institute for Nuclear Research Science and Innovation Center. It's new since. The Scientific Council took note of the analysis of implementation of the schedules of the realization of our flagship project presented in report by the director of High Energy Physics Laboratory, Vladimir Kekelidze, by Florov Laboratory, director Sergei Dmitriev, and the Dzhilepov Laboratory, deputy director Dmitry Naumov. The Scientific Council appreciate highly the ongoing effort to implement this major project of the current 7-year plan for development of our institute 2017-2023. However, considering the existence of competitive projects in several research centers elsewhere, the Scientific Council emphasized the importance of strict observance of the approved timelines. The Scientific Council recommended that our Committee of Planning Potentiaries at its session in March of this year give overall positive assessment to the analysis presented on Scientific Council meeting. The Scientific Council took note on the information presented by Director Valery Shvetsov about the progress of joint work being done by Jagiellon University in Krakow and the Frank Laboratory of Neutron Physics to develop the concept of and for the establish our new research infrastructure, laboratory for structural research of macromolecules and new materials at the Solaris National Synchrotron Radiation Center of the Jagiellon University. The Scientific Council welcomed the start of tending activities for the supply the equipment and installation of this laboratory workstation. At the same time, the Scientific Council drew attention to the need for progress in resolving the issue of constructing and superconducting Wigler capable of providing maximum radiation intensity as the energy at least on the level the 20 keV, as indicated in the agreement between the Jagiellon University and our institute concerning the establishment of this laboratory. I must say that on previous last pack of for condensed matter, this item was included in our problem thematical plans starting from next year. The Scientific Council took note of the recommendation made by the Program Advisory Committees at their meeting in January, as reported at this session by Itzhak Tseruya, Chairman of PAC for Particle Physics, Marek Levitoy, Chairman for PAC for Nuclear Physics, and Denis Nagy, Chairman for Program Advisory Committee for Condensed Matter Physics. The Scientific Council requested the Jenner Directorate to consider this recommendation while preparing our topic plan of research and international cooperation for the next year, 2020. A recommendation in connection with this program advisory committee documented in your documents also. Sorry. The Scientific Council appreciates the following report by young scientists, which were recommended by PAC for presentation at this session. The east-west asymmetry effect in atmospheric muon flux in the FA detector of NOAA, the upgrade of GERDA experiment, and clusterization aspects of fullerene into methyl to pyrrolidone mixture according to the Sun, Sachs, and DL's data. This presentation was made by young scientists. You can see here all lectures will be done by young ladies, and it's the first time when all three PAC presented for presentation talk on the scientific council to young ladies. The scientific council thank Alexander Sergeyev, president of Russian Academy of Sciences and member of our scientific council, for his excellent lecture on exawatt science. The scientific council congratulated chief researcher Vladimir Komarov from Zhilepov laboratory on the award of the Venedikt Zhilepov Prize for his pioneering work on the construction of the first channel for proton therapy at the our synchrocyclotron many years ago. The scientific council approved the jury recommendation presented by Director Viktor Matveyev on the award of Bruno Pantikorva Prize to Professor Francis Hudson, University of Wisconsin, Madison, U.S., for his leading role in the construction of the ice-cube detector and experimental discovery of very high-energy cosmological neutrinos. The Scientific Council approved the jury recommendation on the award of Gene Annual Prizes for best papers in the field of scientific research, instruments and methods, and applied research in our institute. As the Scientific Council congratulated Eliza Rabinovich, member of our council, on having been awarded the 2019 award for science diplomacy of the American Association for the Advancement of Science, together with other distinguished scientists, Zehra Sayers, Chris Llewellyn Smith, Herwig Schopper, and Kyle Tukan, for their central contribution, the funding and development of International Physics Center, CISAM, in Jordan. The Scientific Council congratulated Chief Researcher Julian Budagov and me on the award of the Jubilee Diploma on Honor Presidium of National Academy of Science of Ukraine for scientific achievement, and so on. Scientific Council endorsed the appointment of Vladimir Glagolev, Alois Kovalik and Dmitry Naumov as deputy director of the Zhilepov Laboratory of Nuclear Problem until the completion of the term of office Zhilepov Laboratory director Vadim Bidnikov. Scientific Council endorsed the appointment of Achadrach Chulan-Batar as deputy director of Laboratory of Information Technologies until the completion of the term of office of this laboratory director Vladimir Korenkov. A scientific council announced the vacancy of position of director of the Fleurov Laboratory of Nuclear Reactions. This election will take place at the 127th session of the scientific council in February 2020. A regular session of plenipotentiary committee of our member states was held in Dubna on 25-26 March of this year. It was chaired by the representative of Russian Federation, Minister of Science and Education of Russian Federation, Mikhail Katyukov. Agenda of this meeting is a report of our director, implementation of our budget for 2018, and draft of the revised budget for 2019, status of NICA complex project, implementation of the budget for NICA under the agreement between the government of Russian Federation and Joint Institute, and draft of the revised budget for NICA for the year 2019. Result of meeting of our finance committee, which took place in before this meeting, and proposal of the finance committee for selection organization for auditing our financial activities is 2019-18. Status of Baikal GVD project on the factory of super heavy element. Concerning the report presented by Director Viktor Matveyev, Committee of Plenipotentiary took note of the recommendation of 125 fifth session of the our Scientific Council, of the our Directorate's information on implementation of our plan of research and international cooperation in 2018 and our most significant achievements. The Committee of Plenary Potentiary note with satisfaction the achievement of important milestone in development of our flagship project and programs already mentioned in this presentation when speaking about resolution of Scientific Council. The Committee of Plenary Potentiary endorsed the inclusion of the task of constructing the basic configuration of NICA accelerator complex in Russian National Project Science and took note our obligation related to participation in this project. Committee plan potentially notes the significant level of our representation in the cornerstone program of the International Year of Periodic Table of Chemical Elements, which contributed to enhancing the awareness of the international community about our achievement in the field of synthesis of superheavy elements. The efforts of our directorate aim at implementing our right to independently confer academic degrees, the organization of the special international competition for our fellows, and the establishment of Dubna School of Engineering based on Dubna State University. Committee Plenary Potentiary also notes the signing of the roadmap for scientific cooperation between Federal Republic of Germany and Russian Federation, as well as the readiness of German partners to continue their participation in the construction of NICA complex. The signing of the framework agreement of cooperation between GSI, FAIR, and GIN, as well as the roadmap for the development of cooperation between Arab Republic of Egypt and GIN, expansion of scientific and technological ties with the French Republic and the Republic of Korea. The relevance of objectives to elevate the status of Italian Republic and the Republic of Serbia in GIN. Committee of Plenary Potentiary commissioned the GIN Directorate to present the draft strategic plan for the long-term development of our institute at the next session in November this year. The prepare and submit to the Committee of Plenary Potentiary session in March next year a report on the progress of implementation of the several-year plan for development of GIN during 2017-2023, as well as proposal for the update of 7-year plan. Committee of Plenary Potentiary supported the measures proposed by Directorate for innovative development in our institute. Committee commissioned the Directorate within the framework of our innovation policy to prepare a project for the use in the interest of our member states of new innovative tools, including innovation science and technology centers proposed by Russian Federation in the National Project Science, the state program of development of science and technology, and in other regulatory action. Concerning the report implementation of our budget for 2018 and draft for revised budget for 2019, presented by Mikhail Vasilyev, Deputy Head of our Finance Economy Office, the Committee of Plenary Potentiary took note of the information on the implementation of our budget for the 2018 year and approved the revised budget of our institute for 29 year with total income and expenditure amounting around $290 million. Concerning the report implementation of the budget for NICA project under the agreement between the government of Russian Federation and our institute, that the draft of the revised budget of for NICA for 2019 presented by Vladimir Kikilidze, the Committee of Plenary Potentiary endorsed the report on the use for NICA of the budget funds of our institute and of the special purpose funds of the Russian Federation provided under this agreement for the period until 2019 inclusive. Approve the revised budget for use of the special purpose funds of the Russian Federation, provide the NICA project for the year 2019 in the amount 3.71 billion rubles. Based on the report presented by Arsenkhy Khvidelidze, plenipotentiary of government of Georgia, in our institute, the Committee of Plenipotentiaries approved the protocol of meeting of the Finance Committee held on 22-23 March this year, approved the auditing company Korsakov & Partners Moscow as Gene Auditor for 2018 year, and the authorized it to conduct the audit of the Institute's financial activities according to a plan proposed by our Directorate. International regulation. The Committee of Plenipotentiary commissioned the Directorate to submit for consideration and approval at the next session the following documents. Updated draft procedure for the offset of cost of supplies of equipment, instruments, material, services, and individual work on the Institute's order against payment of our member states' contribution. Updated the draft regulation on research and educational programs for our cooperation with scientific organizations and universities of our member states. And new version of regulation for our staff. The Committee of Plenipotentiary considered progress report of our major project, NICA, Super Heavy Element Factory, Baikal GVD detector, presented by Kikelidze, Dmitriev, and Dmitry Naumov. Concerning the NICA project, the Committee of Plenipotentiary notes the work of NICA is being carried out actively and is continuously monitored by the Directorate of this laboratory, Directorate of Institute. Welcome the achievement of the first goal of the project, launching of the BMN, baryonic method on nucleotron experimental setup with extracted beams. Note the need to intensify the work on the NICA public project in order to fully and timely accomplish its goals. Concerning the Baikal GVD project, the Committee of Plenipotentiary notes the installation of three clusters with total number of 864 optical modules during last 3 years, which has made this facility the largest neutrino telescope in the northern hemisphere, as well as the continuous work to update the infrastructure of the experiment. Welcome the plan of Jalepov Laboratory of Nuclear Problem to install two more clusters in 2019 and to commission the first phase of Baikal neutrino telescope in 2021. Concerning the factory of super heavy elements, the Committee of Plenipotentiary congratulates the staff of LORA Laboratory of Nuclear Reaction on the production and extraction of the first beam of heavy ions, endorse of our most important task for super heavy element factory as follows: production of heavy ion beams with design parameters, commission work and startup of the gas filled recoil separator 2. Preparation and conduct the day one experiment on the synthesis of moscovium isotopes in reaction calcium plus americium reaction, as well as of experiment on the synthesis of new element 120 in reaction tantalum plus californium reaction. In connection with the inauguration of the experimental building of super heavy factories at Flora Laboratory and with the launching the DC-280 cyclotron, Committee of Plenipotentiary note the successful completion of the major stage in construction of this unique accelerator complex, aim the obtaining breakthrough result in the field of synthesis and study of properties of new super heavy element, appreciate highly the scientific and technological quality of the realization of the project to build this accelerator and the participation in it of the most member states of our institute. Congratulate the directorate and staff of our institute on the launching of this new basic facility at GINER. The Committee Plenipotentiaries commissioned the GIN Directorate to study the issue of establishing a price of the GINR Committee of Plenipotentiary to award creative teams of GINR staff for ideas of concerning, developing, and implementing large-scale project of this institute, executed at the highest world standards. In memory of academic Hrnkevich, during this research, the Committee of Plenipotentiaries inaugurated the Alleya on the site of Gelepov Laboratory of Nuclear Problems to commemorate the Polish Florov Laboratory of Nuclear Reaction, to commemorate the Polish scientist Andrzej Hrnkevich, who made outstanding contribution to the development of our institute and its international cooperation. You have look at this picture, the opening, the memorial desk devoted to Andrzej Hrnkevich on this Alleya. Committee of Plenipotentiaries supported the proposal of our Director A and by the Plenipotentiary of the Government of Socialistic Republic of Vietnam to hold next meeting of the Finance Committee and the Committee of Plenipotentiaries in November in Hanoi, Vietnam. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Ben. Questions, you have any questions to this presentation? Maybe I have. Okay, please, Sabran.
Thank you, Prof. Itkis. With regards to the awarding of degrees by the Joint Institute, I assume it's at PhD level.
Now this work is finished, I must say. The all special Council dissertation council is created for four on the constant level and one for theoretical physics in accordance with requirement, and this council will start at the end of September, I believe.
Thank you. I'm sure that member associate member states will benefit. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you. I have a short question to one of the strong recommendations of the Scientific Council, which was underlying that it's important to keep the timeline of different projects. In practice, in order to keep the timeline, quite often an additional or some additional resources are necessary. So the projects can request these additional resources to keep the timeline, or how, and they should simply try to do the best with the existing resources.
Marek, it's a very complicated question, I must say. As usual, in our practice, the main problem connected with civil construction. The same problem we have with super heavy element factory civil construction. Today we have some problem with civil construction of NICA collider. Nevertheless, we hope that we will push very strong in order to come to timeline. And I believe that it's clear that our duty is to finish civil construction in the first phase of NICA complex in 2022. It's our duties.
Thank you. I don't see other questions. Thank you very much. And we'll go to the next topic, which is report and, on the team information and computing infrastructure of Joint Institute and proposal for its extension. And this topic will be presented by Tatiana Strich.
Yes. Good morning, everybody. Yes, we are start with report of our topic, information and computing infrastructure of JNR and proposal for its extension. This is absolutely clear that information technology or computing networking is absolutely needable for every scientific and not only scientific institution, and we are working for all of our users who are from all departments of GNR, all member states, and we try to do all our best to support them. Then that was the first, there was networking and computing infrastructure, and main part of this topic is the project multifunctional information and computing complex, as Mike, and this is the first topic of this theme, and this concerns the networking, engineering infrastructure for computing resources, grid resources, cloud resources, high-performance computers on HPC platform, hybrid. Second part is information and software support of scientific and research activities at GNR. And third one was development of system of training and retraining of specialists in IT and also in other research infrastructure. And this is a big list of all IT services what we must support. This part of this big table is what is the duty of our topics, and this one is the duty of second topic of our mathematical support. Now that networking primary services, not all may be listed here, and then the computing service, what is the cloud, grid, cloud, and now HPC. Our main achievement in the last year was the high performance computing supercomputer Gavarun, what was inaugurated in the March of last year, and all the summer PC meeting, you heard the report of Dmitry Pailgani about the possibility of this computer. I must mark that this computer was a special project together with, as request at laboratory theoretical physics, to ensure and to do more theoretical, accelerate the theoretical research in this laboratory, namely in lattice QCD, and also for NICA mega project that now it works in one third part for NICA project, the other part works for other users. And we generate a lot of events now by users. It's supercomputer of two parts, and tomorrow you all can see it in our excursion in our center. As now we have our multifunctional computer center who has a common fundamental base as engineering infrastructure, second network infrastructure for local area at wider network, data lakes, the special storage for all components for user, and now and NICA also use all this NICA. First is grid, tier one and tier two cloud infrastructure at HPC Gavarun, and we fulfill all our marks for the previous 3 years, increase four times our total CPU power, three times the disk storage system, and two times tape robot system for tier one, and now we use, plan to use it also for NICA at Nitino experiments if it will be needed. And also the now the Gavarun supercomputer who have half petaflops computing performance in double precision. What we are doing in network, we built up a new network backbone two times 100 gigabits per second, and new line for CERN for computing of LHC experiments, one new 100 gigabit per second now. Totally we have three times. We have a lot of user support all possibility. To working well for our MIC must have a good infrastructure, engineering infrastructure. We set up two diesel generators, and now when was blackout 2 years to last week, we start 8 hours working only on this DGU. We set up a new cooling system for high performance computing server room. Here is hot water cooling, air coming to dry coolers, what is very profitable for our infrastructure. How we use our resources? Not we, but our users. First of all, for tier one center for CMS experiment, we are, took the second place. The green one is my favorite color because our institution, we played on number of job performing during this year, numbers even proceeded in this year. Only Fermi Lab has more, do the more work than us, but this is among the tier one center for CMS experiment. Our tier two centers are used for all CMS experiments in Russian data intensive grid. Also, you see for other virtual organization who works in the grid computing, there are among 10 of these, mainly high energy physics and NOAA experiment also. And now there is the using of our this tier two and integrated part, but all laboratories and groups from our GNR. You see the main part is MPD and laboratory of nuclear programs. Data link Z, this is new and some common storage system for all users. It collects, we can collect on the storage from all our architectures and for all users and do that possible to see all as you disk or the storage as your disk on your laptop, for example. Our cloud infrastructure mainly used now for laboratory of Gelepov laboratory and especially for NOAA experiments. This is a very good agreement with groups who are working with neutrino experiments and for all what NOAA, Baikal, and Juno, and they add storage disk, and we support the infrastructure and put it in course. There are some new system was developed here for cloud, special software-defined storage and special smart cloud scheduler was for optimizing this project. Also, we are transforming our cloud to service software as the service cloud infrastructure. We do a lot of work to integrate clouds from our member state institution using the Interrail Dirac, this is the most popular, most widely used. High performance computer Govarun, I did not talk a lot of them. This has two parts. One is GPU parts on NVIDIA Volta, and second one was the CPU part for Intel and Special Skylake and Canel. And this was used now very well by NICA experiment and for other tasks. And this is first in the Russia 100% hot water cooling, and also the PUE is very high, and this is very good for energy consumption. This two big lists are only list of jobs, all thematics, both was performed by laboratory of nuclear problems and Florov and Frank laboratories, on this platform. You can look all the topics, what they are doing, a special site of this, and this is, you see, is a lot of works, and that are some common packages as COMSOL and FLUCA, what is used mainly on research in that, and that was supported by this IBRILIT team. We monitor all our equipments, we monitor every node, every CPU, we monitor our engineering infrastructure, PDUs and cooling, and this is number of services with more than 10,000 services we controlled in real time and have all operating in the. Looking what was performed, we published in the frame of this topic about more than 50 articles, and all is from with young people. 2 PhD was prepared, and users, we ask our users, especially for Govarun using a platform, IBRILIT platform, taking the reference as an acknowledgement that this was done on our computers and our platform, and now there are more than 60 articles published with that reference. This we can choose that our users, our facility was used for all who use. Second point about this topics was the so-called GenR Corporative Information System. We have a lot of databases what is historically worked in our institution, supported by our team. This is for accounting, for money, for publication, for document base, for human research, so on. The worked out was electronic data handling system and different, at a lot of documents put it inside. Main for accounting is one system, and you see more than 100,000 new documents added every 3 months. This is a lot of things inside. Very important for us, very important was for publication activity. Now we move our joint document server about publication to new instance in cooperation with DESI in Venue, join 2 project, and then we can do more reports about activities. And last but not least, what we are doing, this was educational program. You see a lot of videos, a special training on parallel compute, because this is the top. Now we add the machine learning, big data analytics, we special courses on mathematical software, special platform technology. And not only here, but also we're coming out of Dubna from our member states, of institution, to do special courses for students, because this is very crucial. Not university now can prepare so high quality people what we are. There is numbers what was done in the last year. Now we ask for our continuation of this research. Why? Because we have now 2 big challenges. The first of all was the changing of IT technology architecture now play the main role in re-engineering of and research is software. All what is software solutions, the topic must be looked very carefully in doing, and we now have a possibility to test on our modern platform all these activities and all this group. And second one was the big data, HPC and big data, HPC data analysis. This is known that is growing every year at about more than zettabyte scientific data into 22 NICA project, SKA, CERN, and this is our list of our main stages of activity. The first are as ordinary with increasing and updating and modernize our facility, and two is very important to last, but this is important because this is development on unified system for computing and resources and so on. This unified system allows user to have one input for full MIC infrastructure and use it in very simple way. That is our dream. For fulfill this dream, we must exchange our network. This is our plan for 4 years, how we increase our external channel backup network at multi-site cluster network between two sites of institute. What we do with our power consumption and cooling, and this is about our unified resource system. We have resources, we have storage, and we have one input for users, and this we try to do so much that every user for every experiment can do their own environment for disk storages to support their job. What is the middleware used, new one on Rusio or something from Tirac? This is a question of research and investigation, and then we have can optimize the usage of our resources for all users, for our institute, and for member state. This is our plans for resources increasing. We hope that this will be all fulfilled as the before of that. And this is for EOS or common data storage, for data lake, for all experiments, for all labs, and you have this one. And this is special for tier two for Nicolax. And this is our scheme of how many storages it must have, specialized, you know. Next is our cloud resources. We have very good agreement with laboratory of Genevieve's laboratory, and that we common work to support all Neutrino programs. Laboratory contribute with disk and CPU, we contribute in mount power, electricity, cooling, and so on, and some part for all resources, and if the resources are free, then can be used not only dedicated for Neutrino experiment, for other one also. What concerning our Gavarun cluster? Yes, we have now full load of this CPU, what we have. And now, thanks for directorate grant, now new grant, we are supposed to add the new for ultra-fast memory storage and new Skylakes of next Skylakes add here and increase our performance and our ultra-fast memory. Now, it's very needable for calculation in Lattice QCD and for our or other jobs what performed, especially for Nika, where you can simulate data and model all the process of proceeding data of this. That's for information system. Main is that we want to perform the transformation to concept of software as a service to go into cloud platform for all our databases and do all of it. What about our personnel? We have a pretty young team here. We must increase this amount. As this is our money request, mainly they are engineers and scientific staff who are working on these topics. That's all. We ask to prolongation of our topics and MIG project. And thank you for attention.
Thank you very much for this comprehensive presentation. So for the starting from now and for the following topics which we evaluate, I ask of course the referee to ask questions in the beginning.
Major, I have one comment and a question. And congratulations on the Tier 1 top 2 performance among the all 8 or 9 Tier 1s. It's a good achievement. You said that Govorun operates at around 0.5 teraflops a second.
Yeah,
that's the special. And the peak around there. Obviously, that is still below the top 500 global. Do you have ambitions on being in the global top 500?
Oh, that's ambitions about ambitions. If I understand, yes, this is ratings. That you means
yes,
ratings. Yes, that a number of ratings in high performance computing. One of this was top 500. Yes, 500. This is very old, and this is not suitable at all the moment for new generation of high performance computing, because the input output is the one of the very crucial point, and that's a new input output. This money what was put in the government, it sure is not for top 500 worldwide. And if we look at this, where the input output is measured, when we put the set up, it's the new rating, we are on the ninth place of these ratings. But year by year, the new computers are going at these ratings. Is for me personally, the rating is not so big deal. This is the some games, a money game, especially not. For if there are enough for our users, if they are happy, this is all for us. There are the top 50, top 50 in Russian and member supercomputer. And then this is the same Linpack test as top 500. And when we built the top, we was at, as I remember, 12, in the 12th place one part, on 15th place second part, divided DGX, GPU, Canal, and Skylake, and 46 Watts. But that is about ratings. Our Govorun. If we put more, let's.
It is just to understand from an unexpert view. The benchmark, because the ratings.
Yes, benchmark. This is benchmark. Yes, Linpack test the benchmark. This is a little bit with real job. Yes.
Other questions?
So thank you very much for nice talk. So I had three questions. First one was concerning situation with communication service in objects outside of laboratories. The second one in table one, there are two items which are not clear to me, remote access node and joint stock company Nedal.
Yeah.
It is possible to explain. And last one, in table three, the top 10 research organization cooperating with GINRAR, with exception of one laboratory in Protvino outside of member states. So if you can provide information,
yes,
about traffic for member states.
Okay. Then for first question, yes, outside in our hotel, the Wi-Fi is going through the registration by peer personal researchers. We must be true that you are a real man, you are a real computer, and we have software that registers you MAC address for mobile, for computer, that is false. Concerning Yedrom, we have here in Yedrom logout, password. There are some things we built itself with. Example CERN, the certificate of certification, there are also security problems what was be solved. And if you remember your login password, you have no problems. If not, that is your credit, because we must have all service level SSL, but every institute do it by their own, not those who are used widely. This one, for these topics for the DAO and other. Remote access output is VPN output, what the our users, our staff can work from home, and this is remote access. This is this traffic. Our laboratory, we have a special department NHP, for to have a license for networking, for that we must set up as provider new newcomers who pay money for this. And that is for using some part of this channel. This is absolutely a very little part, but it must be. Then is no license for our telecommunications. That was such a rule more years ago. I think you asked the grant and so on. We have in Russia national network for research and education. If we have the same grant in Europe, there's no such a problem. And the DAO is one of the companies who are in this number list of this. The same as they all companies, all departments who are in our GNR environment. Concerning third question, this is top list 10. In the report, we put only top 10, because the top 10 absolutely clear. Main traffic is tier 1 and tier 2 traffic. That's for LHC. You see, this is loaded what for tier 1. This is very big. You see countries, and write it from robot also. You see countries. All the traffic. This is why was put in the top 10. You see only one institute from member state. This is this year, half year traffic, full traffic. There are more than 600 institutions accounted in our network equipment. You see here in yellow market was institutions for member states and from our associated member, the ranking of this traffic. First was Fermilab, was in Kurchatov Institute, and so on. You see here all the traffics, and that is calculated every day, every megabit of information, because we set up new core network operation center. We can do all the work, because the information security need from us divide our networks and know all information from which IP the data and people are doing. Ivan, do you? Okay. Concerning maybe that's interesting for how this Gavarun is working, you see the additional slide is working the, now from starting the main part was doing from NICA project as a task, as more tasks are from other laboratories, Flora Frank, Jalepov, and Laboratory Church, our laboratory for mathematician, and only on one third for NICA. And now it's used not only for QCD, for modeling also.
Okay, other questions? I have only one on the interaction between the users, especially for interaction between the collaborations and the whole system. Do you use the data management plan, and to which extent this collaboration use of the data essentially, so data management defining how the data are stored, for how long time, how they are open, and so on and so on. So is it formalized? Do you use data management plan?
Collaboration such as LHC collaboration that is formalized on upper level. From neutrino experiments, this our always set up the team who use it, who work out these plans. This was that is very serious problem, I think so, because that must be set up from our point of view. Special user community with representation of all people from experiments, and then we can divide the storage, for example, and EOS, how many to whom. And this is maybe this program advisory committee also help us to what is priority of what experiments, and then we do this rule. And this must be automatic system, as I told before, unified resource and data flow management. And this experiment, if we have experiment, can do it by their own, but the quotation of resources must be, yes, sure. If experiment needs more, they can, this is quotation during our common money from our direction on networking and computing. If experiment need more, then put their money as neutrino experiment by Carl Nova, they buy the disk CPU and put in this infrastructure for what is, and we prepare this engineering and cooling infrastructure to use this. This, from my point of view, our point of view, is absolutely normal.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the presentation. And now we'll have the coffee break let's say 16 minutes. We will follow the schedule because the schedule is really very tight. For the members, the posters are already hanging on the walls in the coffee room. So, of course, we'll have a dedicated session, but you can already take a look on the posters.